Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
All right, let's talk Lions. Keith Wood is on the line. Keith, how you doing?
I'm excellent, Ger. How are you?
I'm very well. We're at the golf. It's brilliant. You would enjoy it.
I would. I have to get back into the golf. That's the truth. I'll be watching over the weekend.
So we were just chatting here in the ad break, and Dave was making the point. What happens with the Lions in the final week like this? It's the end of a season. You're absolutely knackered, and yet there is something magical on offer if you can just wrestle from your body one final performance.
Well, I was thinking about that during the week, and going on two Lions tours. The last week of the first tour, we'd won the series 2-0. We were up already 2-0, and we'd one match to play. I was injured, and it was quite a party. So that was the first one. In 2001, it was 1-1 going into the final week. But we had pretty much had the series dashed away from us with about half an hour to go in that game. And it was a real, real struggle. And I remember that week, six guys training on Monday. The guys who weren't in the test team didn't train with us that week on the Tuesday or Wednesday. And we were, I can't say undercooked because we were tired, but we had changed our line-out calls and we were under an awful lot of pressure going into the last weekend, and I found that very tough. It's different this time. The Lions are on the up because of having won the second test. It's strange how the pressure has changed from Warren Gatland onto Hansen. And I think they have to relax and be fresh. And as fresh as they can be, and whatever that is to be fresh is fine. And short, sharp sessions, and 12 months of rugby all boiled down to, you know, a little tilt at immortality in a rugby sense.
So you sorry, Dave, I was going to come in there, but you obviously don't have any issue then with them having a few drinks, if that's what getting fresh during the week meant for them.
I think it's more important that they get off their feet, and more important that they relax a little. One of the huge issues with this, and we know it from a media perspective, that we get caught up in a sort of maelstrom of attention. But those guys don't need to play the game on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They need to get their head out of the game. They need to focus when they have to focus. But they need to be relaxed come Saturday. That's, how tough is that? And it is a very, very big carrot. It is something pretty amazing to play for, to be honest, to try and be part of a very, very select few that has won a Lions series in New Zealand. It'd be pretty kind of cool.
Keith, so, I want to ask you about how they eradicate the penalties this weekend first, but why did you, were the line-out calls changed between the second and third tests in 2001? Did you feel they had you guys figured out?
Yes, we felt that they'd figured out our calls and had figured out our structures, and in a lot of instances, they were almost there to the ball before our jumper was, and we were under pressure for a lot. I would have said in my period of time, we were playing the world champions with John Eales in the second row, that Australia team were the hardest team to play against in terms of lineouts. They just had a great ability to analyse ahead of the game, to be honest. And we were under pressure to change it. We had a huge amount of change in our personnel, and which goes down to, you know, one lineout throwing, I think I mentioned it the other day, throwing to the tail of the lineout to find out one of my lifters running out of the lineout, thinking the numbers were wrong because we got confused with it. And we don't have to worry about numbers when it's our lineout. So it was fatigue. We were shattered at the end of that, and we really had gone all out to try and win the series in the second test.
In retrospect, not changing the calls might not have made any difference, but maybe the right thing to do is to go, look, even if they have, let's just be better. And do you know, I guess I'm really asking, did you get inside your own heads a little bit too much?
Oh, entirely. Entirely. And we overtrained on that trip. And it's funny, I look back on it, and I've been critical of Graham Henry in it, and I remember having a chat with Graham about it soon afterwards, and be critical to him of it, and equally being really critical of ourselves and myself and some of the senior players for actually letting it happen. And sometimes when you get caught in that eye of what a Lions tour is, and you don't take a step back and have a bit of reflection, you can make mistakes that other people can see from afar, but you can't see from up close because of perspective. And I mean, for me and the rest of my rugby career, I learnt a huge amount for how to deal with pressure and how to deal with pressure situations because of what happened in there. And Graham Henry actually came back and said it was the making of him in many respects, the difficulties that he had with the Lions tour in 2001.
In terms of this week, then it seems as if up to this point, for all the mistakes that Gatland has made, he's still alive, he's still fighting, and hopefully he too improves as a coach and a person and a mentor and a leader over the course of this campaign.
I look, when we, it's funny because we spent a bit of time together, Ger, last week. The criticism for Gatland has, on this tour, has stemmed almost entirely around the use of the geographic six and maybe not using them, the selecting of them in the first place and then not using them. I think in many respects he's played a blinder, and he deserves huge credit actually for how he's managed to deal with, I think he's reacted to some of the abuse he's got. I think he's reacted to that a bit too much, but I think he's played a blinder with the team. My criticism of last weekend was didn't turn out to be right, because I thought he should have changed the players with 15-20 minutes to go. I thought they looked really tired, but he made very few changes, and yet the players that he kept on were able to deliver exactly on what happened. There was a chance of Benteo coming on, but actually that would have been, I think, disastrous in light of how the two tries were scored at the end of the game. So Gatland made the right call, and he had an element of luck which we don't actually talk about too much. And when we talk back to 97 for how great a Lions series that was, the South African goal kicking was awful in that series. And sometimes you require the opposition to do things badly or to have a bit of a look and have things go your way. And we never kind of mention that because we feel as if it diminishes what it is. But luck is part of sport as well. And I think we're, you know, I think we were lucky last week. It rained really badly, and I think that helped us. Sonny Bill getting sent off was great for us.
Yeah, if Garcia has a bottle that call, the way his touch judge and his TMO wanted him to, then who knows what the hell would have happened.
Anything could have happened. And yet it still required the Lions to go out and do it. And it required Gatland to have the courage of his convictions, which he did have. So he gets the credit. He absolutely does.
And one extra bit of credit for him in that we haven't really ever seen him play with two out halves, and to be able to do that in the middle of the tour. Granted, you would wonder why the hell they didn't try it much earlier in the tour, but at the same time, you know, when change comes, you have to recognise it when it does come as something that's positive, the fact that they make it eventually.
Well, he didn't want to do it, and in many respects his hand was forced for it to happen. Because I think a lot of the outside backs and centres didn't really get to the standard that you would like. And suddenly you're left with the opportunity that these are the guys that maybe are the only ones to be able to shake it up because you're 1-0 down and his hand is forced. But if his hand is forced and he doesn't do it, that's poor management. If his hand is forced and he does do it and does it successfully, it's good management. I mean, it's incredibly binary. Lions tours are, you know, if the Lions win on Saturday, these guys are heroes. Sporting context, this is an extraordinary achievement. If they lose, it's not. It means they've won a test down in New Zealand, and that's pretty good, but they haven't won a series. It's losers and failures. It's very binary.
Is it not a successful tour already, Keith, by the fact that they've won a test?
No.
History favours the winners, but overall you believe it to be a failure if they don't win on Saturday?
No, I think Lions tours are winning tours or losing tours. And I've been on two tours. I hate the fact I lost in Australia. I find that a really horrible blight on a Lions career. And my successful tour was 97. Everything is stacked against you. Everything, we talk about it all the time. And you either win or you lose. So whether you call it a failure, there's positives and all that sort of stuff. But this isn't something you bring into the start of next season. This is in a period of time, and you win it or you lose it.
And that's why it's so good. That's why the theatre is so good this week. Yeah. It's why last week meant so much to the game, I think, because like it does show that a scratch team of the best players, when you put them together and put them through an experience, literally can match the best team in the world. Like, I was a bit skeptical at various stages in the build-up because the hype became so much and you just end up getting sucked into the Sky vortex. But actually, this is an amazing thing this weekend that's going to happen, where a team that didn't know each other 8 weeks ago is going up against literally the best team in the world on their home turf, where they never get beaten, and they've got a chance to win the series. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and it's one of those, you can't quite call it David and Goliath, but everything is stacked against the team. Look at the hype that goes around it. At times it's too much, and you know it's too much. And if New Zealand had lost last week, we'd all be absolutely sick of it this week. But it kind of feels appropriate this week, you know, when those sort of things happen. I've enjoyed the Saturday games a lot. The building of the team, the minor improvements, and they're only minor, but the understanding that the Lions players are beginning to garner, having spent 6 weeks together, you know, they understand the lines, they understand some more of the subtleties, they understand the movement of the hips or the shoulders to how they have to support them. They still need to take some more risks in terms of the running lines, and if they do that, they can be in a better position to do it. But they have grown, and they've grown a lot, and the full wheel of pressure changing from Gatland to Hansen that has happened, you know, almost immediately after the final whistle blew on Saturday is fantastic, because it's another change to the rhetoric. It hasn't been aggressive this week.
No, it's been great, and it also will lend some extra greatness to this New Zealand team as well if they come through it. Keith, great stuff. Enjoy the game on Saturday morning. Thanks very much for joining us, and I hope you enjoy a bit of the golf over the weekend too.
Will do. Cheers, gents.
It's Keith Woods joining us from his studio in Killaloe, and we've got another hour of goodness coming your way. We're going to talk some hurling and
some more golf.
Yeah, some more top quality sports people. Paul Carrington was playing today. He dropped into us a little bit earlier on. We haven't brought you that yet. Harrington's got an amazing story about a little injury that caused him to miss some weeks on the tour, where he got hit by an amateur on the elbow. And so yesterday, Shane Lowry was throwing a bit of shade about how the injury, yeah, he's actually too embarrassed to show the scar because he can't see it. So we might make him show us his scar live on the radio. It'll be the best radio you've ever heard, I promise. That's all coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the Munster Hurling Final as well. So stay tuned to Off the Ball, 53106, the text number.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.